Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase is trademark, not to use it outside the position of Ricky Bobby Inc.
It's a little bit of yay and then fake. Shake and bake. That's our nickname.
Get used to hearing it.
Nice. 720 WGN. It is Daniel in on the download until 11 p.m. tonight. We've talked food. We've talked fun. We're going to talk some really great causes. We are going to talk some sports a little bit later on. And this is a Cubs town. The Cubs are doing very well. But America is a racing fan base. The number one spectator sport in all of America is racing, and specifically NASCAR. And a guy with his hand on the pulse of what's going to be happening in our area, our home track, is on the line with us right now. It is the president of Chicagoland Speedway, Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Hey, it's great to be on, Dane. Thank you very much. And you hit it on the head. NASCAR is the quintessential American sport.
You know, it is, and for those people, and I know I've talked with you in person about this in the past, and for all of us here in Chicago that are huge hockey fans, this is one way to kind of relate to it. Is that, you know, hockey is it's a lot better on TV than maybe it was in the past, but there's no substitute for being there, for being in person and seeing it all happening and being able to see all of the sights and the sounds and the speed, right? I don't think it translates that well to television. And the racing side, they've done, you know, it's leaps and bounds from when, you know, we were watching it on TNT, you know, maybe 15 or 20 years ago. 15 years now for Chicagoland Speedway, and they've gotten it pretty good, where it's a definite good watch for a sports fan. But there is no substitute. Racing is one of those. There's no substitute for seeing it in person.
I completely agree. The at-home viewing experience really across any sport has become pretty compelling these days. HD, 3D, the enhanced graphics. But I would argue, much to the point you made, that there's certain sports where you really can't convey that emotional experience, that full-body sensory experience that an NHL game or a NASCAR race delivers. The sights, the sounds, the smells, you know, of in the case of the NHRA, nitromethane, in the case of NASCAR, burnt rubber. But that's all part of kind of the human sensory element. It really interacts with all five of the human senses, and it's hard to get that to convey through the television when you're sitting on your living room couch.
It's exciting to have you as part of Chicagoland Speedway. You've been there for a number of years as the sport has expanded, and you know, and as the track has kind of been more things to more people, adding different events and concerts and all sorts of different things. But your background isn't necessarily, and this is, I don't want to say it's unique, but it's nice. It's a nice kind of just addition, I think, to the things that you may have in your back pocket as far as experiences and maybe perspectives, is that, you know, you don't come from specifically a racing background. You have been involved in so many different sports. You played professional basketball. You've worked on sports marketing with a number of different either series or teams or sports or leagues. And so you bring kind of the whole sports world to what you're doing at Chicagoland.
Well, it's added a great perspective for me. I spent 12 years at Gatorade. I was running their sports marketing business. And so I interfaced with every league, you know, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, colleges and universities. And I think what that gave me is really a broad and diverse perspective on, you know, what works and taking the best of the best. And NASCAR and motorsports is the most unique animal of them all. And that's what's, when I talk about NASCAR, there's really two points I like to make. One is this tremendous sense of community when you're at a NASCAR event, the camping, the tailgating. It brings people together from really all walks of life. It's a great cross-section of America that comes together. And unlike some other sporting events where you show up a little before tip-off, watch the game, and leave,
right,
the NASCAR experience, you're there for a full day or a weekend in the case. And then the other point is just the access. It's part of the fabric and the DNA of the sport that we can get you inside the ropes. These drivers are signing autographs. They're doing Q&A sessions literally a couple hours before they're going to get in a race car, strap it in, and drive 200 miles an hour. And you just don't get that in the NFL or the NBA. So this sense of access and community is what really uniquely differentiates NASCAR from all other sports.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Scott Paddock. He is the president of Chicagoland Speedway. And yeah, you're speaking the language of sports fans. Joey, of course, is a longtime Bears tailgater. He and his family, he's our producer. He and his family tailgate all the time. And even for the most dedicated football fan, you know, college football, professional football, you know, you get there in the morning, right? 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning for that noon game. But for, at the Speedway, at Chicagoland Speedway, you can show up Wednesday, right? For a Sunday race at the track.
You can, and the analogy I always make is I'm not an avid horse racing fan, but I love the Kentucky Derby because of the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance, the festival type of atmosphere. That's what a NASCAR weekend is all about, or a NASCAR race is all about. It's music, it's entertainment, it's sponsor activation, it's kids programming, it's this sense of community, it's inside the ropes access. And, you know, there's really nothing quite like it. The sight, the symphony of colors with these cars going 200 miles an hour around the racetrack. So that's what's unique about the sport and inherently different about it. And what I think, you know, why it's the number one spectator sport in all of America today.
Well, here's one of the other things. Tonight, the Cubs are playing the Pirates, and obviously the Cubs are great. We all love them, and the Pirates, you get to see them. But every race when it comes to NASCAR is an all-star game. You see every big star in the sport that you watch every week. They are there front and center for you during those races. And that's one of the things, too, is that like every single race, the entire series is there. So it isn't just one team playing another team. It's everybody.
You're right, and the closest analogy I can make is probably golf and the PGA Tour, but even week to week in that, you'll have some of the stars that'll choose not to sign up and play that weekend. But you're right, it's the 40 best stock car drivers in the world competing week in and week out, and this happens to be the one time a year they come right here to our market in Chicagoland, and oh, by the way, we happen to kick off the start of the playoffs. So,
right.
You know, it's really flattering that our venue and our market is chosen to kick off, you know, the start of the playoffs for one of the most watched and followed sports in America, the economic impact that delivers to the Chicagoland region. And the reason NASCAR made the strategic move to do that a couple of years ago was they wanted to give the start of the chase the big platform, the big stage that it deserves. And what better market to do that than right here in Chicago?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And a lot of those events, and there's a lot of driver events and different access and exciting things happening right here in Pioneer Court, right behind our studio, as I know that happened last year. And it is coming up. It's the start of the chase, and it is race weekend, mid-September at Chicagoland. And we're going to talk about the different specific events that are going to be happening at Chicagoland. You guys are generous enough to give a 4-pack of tickets for listeners, so we're going to be able to allow them to enter throughout the course of the program today and have some winners to get out there and enjoy you and see it all. But when we come back from this break, we're going to have Scott Paddock. He's the president of Chicagoland Speedway. Talk about the specific events happening for race weekend at Chicagoland. It's Dane here on The Download on 720 WGN. WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio in on The Download until 11 p.m. Justin Kaufman will be back sometime in the near future, probably Monday, right? I think there's he's taking a little bit of time off. And on the line, the NASCAR series and circuit never takes any time off. It is one of the busiest, I think, as far as the amount of events that happen. It's February and goes all the way into November in the the playoff series for it is called the Chase for the Championship, and it begins right here at Chicagoland Speedway, and we've got the president of that Speedway, Scott Paddock, on the line. Scott, welcome back to WGN.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Great to be back with you.
So I know that you guys work nonstop year-round, you know, for the number of race weekends that you have, and of course you've got Route 66 out there as well with NHRA and so many different events. But this is kind of like the main event for you guys every year. And again, and we talked about it a little bit, to have it be the start of the chase is really cool.
It's incredibly cool. It's really elevated the profile of our event. You know, anytime you can welcome the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series to your venue, to your market, that's very special. But when you're tapped for the 6 year in a row now to host the kickoff race in the Chase, their playoffs, that's quite an honor. And what it's done is now we will have fans from all 50 states here in a couple of weeks, as well as fans from, you know, dozens of countries around the world. So it's really a special privilege and an honor. And as I mentioned earlier, drives significant economic impact to the Chicagoland region because fans will come in, they'll enjoy all that the great city Chicago has to offer throughout the week, and then they'll migrate out to Joliet, Illinois to watch 4 days of racing excitement at Chicagoland Speedway.
So it's the 15th through the 18th, and I know that we had, and these are, it's a number of great events. It ends up, of course, with the Sprint Cup race on the Sunday, but you know, we had Bubba Wallace in, we had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in, and there's a lot of really cool stuff going on just, you know, in general around all the different activities and races at the track.
There really is. You know, it kicks off with the ARC of the developmental series on Thursday, and then Friday is the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. The trucks put on one heck of a show under the lights on Friday night. The Xfinity Series, and then the big one, the Sprint Cup Series. And, you know, I talked about this being much more than just about the racing action. So we'll have a pre-race headline concert. Chase Rice is coming out to sing and perform for our fans. And the one and only Jim Cornelison, the gold standard of Chicago Blackhawks fame, will belt out the lyrics of the national anthem.
Nice.
And then, interestingly, it's the 65th anniversary of the U.S. Air Force on Sunday, September 18th. So, of course, it's quite fitting we're going to have the Thunderbirds do the flyover to get fans jazzed up before we go green. So, and you mentioned the Ninja Turtles. We're excited about Nickelodeon's involvement. They're putting their number one kids franchise, the Teenage Ninja Turtles, on that race stage, and they're taking over the venue. The branding is just going to be off the charts, and they're partnering with a number of teams, and a lot of these drivers are going to be running co-branded paint scheme paint cars representative of the four turtles. And the female character, April O'Neil, is going to be played by the one and only Danica Patrick. So what that means is just an unprecedented level of family entertainment. They're bringing out their kid zone, a lot of their Nickelodeon on-air talent. So there's actually a lot of star power that goes on. And with the Bears playing Monday night, when they've done that in the past, not playing on Sunday, we typically get a lot of their Chicago Bears who have a need for speed. They come on out for the race weekend as well.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Okay. And the Turtles, of course, yeah, you probably saw some of the pictures. You know, they kind of took over Trib Tower here when they were there. So, you know, you've got to watch out. You're going to have that. And you mentioned family fun and the Camping World as far as the series on the truck side of it. But let's talk about some of the ways that fans can enjoy it. They're going to enjoy what happens on the track for sure, and then some of the other activations and events that are going on. But as far as, you know, you can, unlike a, you know, just a general sporting event or something else, like you can camp, you can stay overnight there, and you guys offer facilities.
You do. So, you know, you start your race day, you show up on site, parking is free. Again, that's part of the fabric of the sport. Then you kind of do a little tailgating. You wander over to what's called Champions Park. That's the midway area where all of our, you know, radio partners are doing their live remotes. All of our corporate partners are doing their sponsored giveaways. Drivers are out there signing autographs, doing Q&A sessions. And then we have an infield fan zone opportunity where you go in, you can go up and down the pits, take photos with the cars, get into victory lane and take a picture with the championship trophy and a pace car. You can watch the drivers process down the red carpet on the way to the driver's meeting, watch tech inspection going on as they measure the cars, make sure they're all measuring up according to spec. So that's that kind of inside the ropes excitement I talked about. Then you watch the pre-race concert and you listen to Jim Cornelison belt out the national anthem, check out the flyover. And then the racing hasn't even started yet. So it is a full day of action-packed entertainment. And, you know, I like to say I'm fortunate to work in a business where you create some great lasting family memories and bring people from all walks of life together. And that's what we're going to do in a couple of weekends at Chicagoland Speedway.
And Scott, give the website out for, is it chicagolandspeedway.com? And then also kind of touch on the camping side of it, because there are ways for people, even if you don't have a camper or a big trailer, or you're just not built for that whole kind of nomadic sports experience. You've got tents on site, correct?
We do. We launched a program this year. It's new, but a lot of racetracks are doing it with a lot of success. It's called glamping, glamorous camping, glamping. And it's for people like me that want that on-site, no-hassle experience to be able to camp and enjoy all the amenities of the facility, but without having to do any of the work. So you literally show up and your state-of-the-art tent with beds and all of the modern amenities are there waiting for you. You just move right in, enjoy it, enjoy the race weekend, and then you just you get in your car and you go home with none of the cleanup. So it's a great new feature called glamping, and more of that's on our website at chicagolandspeedway.com.
Oh, it's great. And we're going to, you know, after this break, we're going to give out the either the quiz question or a way that people can go ahead and enter in to win the four pack for the Sprint Cup race. But if you've got any ideas or suggestions on things that people can do or a quiz question that you want to throw out, you know, let us know or other ways that people can kind of enter to win the tickets. Any ideas?
How about this is our 15th anniversary? How about the first caller that calls in and can name the winner of the inaugural race at Chicagoland Speedway back in 2001?
Okay, the inaugural race at Chicagoland Speedway in 2001, 312-981-7200 is going to win that four-pack of tickets. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back, we'll have news and hopefully that answer. It's Dane in on the download at 720 WGN. And we are back just before news here on 720 WGN. And the question was, who won the first race at Chicagoland Speedway in order to win that four-pack? We've got track president Scott Paddock on the line. And we do have Larry has a guess. Larry, what is your guess?
Oh, I'm going to try Matt Kenseth.
Was it Matt Kenseth, Scott?
It's a good guess, but it was not Matt Kenseth.
All right, and there, and Lance has gone there, and he's got a different one. He's got a different guess here. Let's check this. Oh, sorry.
I got a different one. How about Jeff Gordon?
Was it Jeff Gordon, Scott?
It was not Jeff Gordon.
Well, the magic of the internet would help you guys. All right, Scott, you know what we're going to do is we're going to keep this going until we find him. We're going to go to break. We're going to spring you so you can go ahead and enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll keep you posted on who ends up winning those tickets. But thanks so much for what you're doing. We're super excited about the events out there at Chicagoland Speedway, and thanks for being on WGN tonight.
Hey, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Dane.
All right, thanks, Scott. And well, let's actually go to Larry right here. Lance, really quick. Lance, you do have it? Hey, Lance.
Yes, sir.
You got it. What is it?
I was thinking it was Kevin Harvick.
Is it Kevin Harvick, Scott?
That's it. Winner, winner.
All right, thanks, Lance. We'll hook you up. Thanks, guys, and we'll get you all hooked up, Lance, and thanks again, Scott.